The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
So they wanted a stable presence, a guy without a lot of scandals, so they hired someone who killed Steve.
Yeah, the LSU way.
Just going to put that out there just so we don't get sued.
Well, thank you for that. I'm not sure whether I should be offended or take it as a compliment, but you know, go on. Put them both in a jousting tournament.
None of it matters. Texas A&M's going to go 8-4 this year, and half those kids are going to transfer.
Are you sure?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another edition of Tailgate. I know we usually release these episodes on Thursdays. We're still going to have our regular Thursday episode breaking down the bowl games, the cultural playoff from this past weekend. But we have a very special guest, the Houston Electric Factory. Big Hawk is his name on Twitter. He goes by Hawk. Thank you for taking time out of your winter break to join us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
No problem. Thank you. So for those who didn't see, Hawk went semi-viral, pretty viral, actually. A lot of news outlets picked it up with the way he goes out to get the tea. How's going viral going? How's it been?
Man, my phone's been blowing up. I got some nice NIL deals on the way.
Oh,
excited for that. It's been a constant stream. Yeah. You know, I had to put my social media apps on silence a few times so I could sleep and all that, but you know, it's been a blast. I've been having a good time with it. It's been a lot of fun, especially getting to talk to people, you know, in the industry. It's been super fun.
Perfect. So what's got you going viral, the way you get the tea? When did you start doing that, and is there any kind of reason behind it?
So last year during our season, you know, we're having a pretty hot season. We're like, I think at this point we were like 8-1, 9-1. And our tight ends coach, Corby Meekins, came up to me. He was like, hey, you know, there's this guy that was in Oilers named Bill Mojo Lackey. And he would run out and he'd do a similar thing. He'd dive for the tee, come back to the sideline and do a somersault. He was like, how would you feel about doing that here? And, you know, I was like, yeah, it'd be great, you know, if – Coach Holg, you know, our head coach, approves it, then yeah, that'd be a great time. I'd love to do it. So Coach Meekins showed him the video and he thought it was hilarious. And he's like, yeah, we definitely have to do that. So our game against Memphis comes, right? And I'm on the sideline. Everyone's hyping me up. I got Hawk Heat pressed on the back of my shirt. And we kick off and I just gun for it as soon as the whistles blow. And ever since then, you know, the crowd loves it. The team loves it. You know, obviously ESPN, all of them love it. It's been a blast.
Yeah, it is maybe the most electric thing I've seen on a college football field all season. And so you mentioned Coach Holgren kind of approved it. How often do you interact with him and the players? Is it kind of a, you're helping them out, but you don't really see them much, or do you interact with them a lot?
So my job, as an equipment manager, I work mainly with the offensive line. So, you know, before practice, anything that the guys need, they just come up to our office, they see us, and we, you know, give them the gear, give them tights, socks, you know, whatever. During practice, I work closely with Coach Jones. You know, I see what he wants to do for that day's practice. I get the equipment out for it. I help him run it. You know, sometimes I'm a blocking dummy. Sometimes I'm standing there and watching the clock for him. But you know, my interaction with the players and all that's very high. You know, I'm friends with a lot of them, talk to them every day. You know, right next to the locker room. Yeah, we're always around each other.
Are there any fun stories about them or any of the coaching staff that you can tell? I don't want to get you in trouble. Just
about the coaching staff
or the players, anything funny, like when you're a blocking dummy, someone comes at you way too hard or yeah, something like that?
There's one story. You know, we're working on some zone blocking. I'm lined up in a 3-tech, you know, just being a practice dummy. It's the way it goes. It's part of the job. Braylon Jones was playing center at the time. He's in the NFL now. He's just going, and I guess on instinct, you know, he does his flipper arm, and he just scoops right underneath me and I just go down. You know, it all happened and like, so, you know, what? Coach Jones, you know, he's yelling at Braylon, don't hurt Hawk. you know, and it was funny. Everyone was laughing. They helped me up. And I was like, man, what was that for? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. You know, I didn't mean to. But, you know, it was pretty funny. No one was hurt. I can typically take a hit.
I would hope so that it
worked off, played offensive line in high school.
Okay. I would hope you could take it. I really hope the coach would go, hey, Hawk, you're going to be our like practice dummy here. If you were very fragile, like I'm 5'6", so I would hope a coaching staff wouldn't put a guy like me out there. I would probably end up in the medical center very quickly.
Yeah, you know, I'm 6'2", 340, so I'm a big dude. You know, I've played football. It was I have no problem with it. I can line up anywhere for practice. You know, they're not trying to kill me or nothing. They're just, you know, practicing schemes and whatnot. Sometimes I go in at linebacker, sometimes I'm at defensive line. It's kind of just wherever Coach Jones needs me so he can get the offensive line knowing what they need to know for game day.
Okay. So you're a student equipment manager, as you've said, you work with the offensive line. Is this kind of something you're going to make a career? Do you want to go working for an NFL team someday? Do you want to work at the college level, or kind of what's next for you? And I know you have a couple years left in college, but.
I really want to coach, you know. The greatest thing about my job is I get to learn from Coach Jones and Coach Holg and all the other coaches every day. You know, I get to see, you know, not only how they work within practice, but how we move the ball, how we talk to recruits and everything. And the greatest thing about Coach Jones, he's a great teacher. You know, if you're okay with, like, you know, just being quiet and watching him and listening, everything you need to know is right there. I thought I knew a lot about football coming out of high school, and looking back now, you know, I really didn't. There's a whole nother world to it in college football, and being able to be here and watch and learn every day from the players and the coaches is a blessing beyond belief.
And have you known you wanted to coach like since before you started doing this, or was this kind of, you always knew you loved football and you wanted to do something with it, and then while at Houston, you learned that you wanted to coach?
You know, I kind of always knew I wanted to coach since high school. It kind of felt like one thing that, you know, really interests me that I don't get burned out on. And, you know, I took the job out of high school because, you know, I wanted to be around the program. I wanted to be involved. I wanted to be able to see how things worked. And now since then, you know, at first my goal was just to be a high school coach, but seeing where I'm at now, and seeing all the possibilities ahead of me, I really want to try to make a career in college ball.
Okay. Have you always been a Houston fan, even ever since you were a kid, or was it kind of the Longhorns or the Aggies or something else?
Man, I'm ashamed of it, but I grew up a Longhorns fan. That was my team. And, you know, during high school, you know, I kind of phased out of it. I was more into the NFL. And then, you know, come to graduate, I'm talking to a few schools, talk to TCU. Talk to Blinn, talk to UH, and I was like, you know, UH is where I want to go. So, you know, got up here with them, had a visit, and then started working in the spring, and since then it's been UH all the way, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. It's a lot closer to college football than I've ever been, but you mentioned kind of you're getting into being a UH fan and working for them at a great time with the move to the Big 12 coming up next year. Has there been a different buzz around the program with this move coming up? And kind of what are your thoughts on joining the Big 12?
You know, we're all super excited for it. You know, it feels like it's a long time coming. You know, we deserve this. We're very much, you know, we should be a Big 12 team. And from, you know, our point of view as equipment managers, you know, we're getting prepared because it's going to be a lot more work being in the Big 12. You know, you're held to higher standards, and we need to be ready to meet that. You know, outside of the Hawk stuff, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that we're responsible for, and we need to be prepared to step it up a bit. The Big 12's not the American. It's a serious conference that we need to take seriously.
And, I mean, I know you can't really talk specifically about players and stuff, and I don't know how much you want to get into your bowl game, but how much of bowl season have you been watching? Or is it kind of a, well, I'm on winter break, our bowl game's done, I'm done working, I'm not watching college football until I have to again?
You know, I've stayed in touch with most of it. You know, I'm excited to watch the Mississippi State bowl game later on, you know, tribute to Mike Leach. I watched the TCU and Michigan game. That was a great game. That was great. But outside of bowl season, you know, I haven't been watching too much, you know, I'll say. It's kind of just been a lot of relaxing after the holidays and just touching base.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like if working in college football and being around it all the time, once you're done with your season, you're kind of like, I don't really want to watch this. I want to do literally anything else.
Man, watching from the sidelines is also, you know, a million times better than watching on TV screen. Being involved with everything, it's much better than from the couch.
Yeah, I can only imagine how great it is from the sidelines. Sitting in the stands is so much better, and being that much closer must be incredible. And you said you wanted to watch the Mississippi State game. That's ongoing right now. So I have one more question for you that I think everybody wants to know. Is there Big Hawk merch? And if not, when will there be?
You know, I did a run of shirts about a year ago. Went pretty well. But selling all the shirts myself is a frustrating amount of work, you know, between processing and taking payment and going to the post office, making sure everyone got what they're supposed to get. I'm open to doing another, you know, shirt run, but if I did, it'd have to be with someone that would sell it for me.
That's true. What you could do is just open a Teespring, or there's another site, Bonfire. That's where our shirts are at bonfire.com. Look up Tailgate on the Quad. You can buy some of our merch. And they handle it all for you. You just upload your designs, and then they'll deal with complaints. They'll deal with processing, selling it, making it. It's so much easier. So that's another option for you that could put some good money in your pocket.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll look into it. Thank you.
No problem. So that's it for us. A little short episode, but I wanted to have Hawk on as he's taking the college football world by storm. I know you said earlier, but maybe before we're recording, that you had to mute social media so you can sleep. I don't know how big you are on it, but where can the people find you?
My Twitter and Instagram are both BigHawk68. You know, I don't post too often, but I am active on there. If you want to get in touch with me, you know, feel free to shoot a message and I'll try my best to respond. That's pretty much it.
All right. Perfect. So, like I said, we'll be back Thursday, but I wanted to get this episode recorded and out. You can follow us at Quad Tailgate on Twitter and Instagram, and Tailgate and the Quad on Facebook. And everyone have a good week. Hoping to start the year off strong with a big guest. So they wanted a stable presence guy without a lot of scandals, so they hired someone who killed Stu.
Yeah, the LSU way.
Just going to put that out there just so we don't get sued.
Well, thank you for that. I'm not sure whether I should be offended or take it as a compliment, but you know, go on. Put them both in a jousting tournament.
None of it matters. Texas A&M's going to go 8-4 this year, and half those kids are going to transfer.
Are you sure?